My name is Sam Sharve. I'm a second-year medical student, but I'm also a patient here. My story began in May of last year, where I woke up and I was surrounded by instruments of torture and death. I looked to my left, and there's this 5-inch blade that I could slide through my carotid triangle. I looked to my right, there's a rope that I can use to hang myself. It seems, I'm sorry to follow a story about suicide with a story about suicide, but this is my life, and it was going to be my death. Recognized objects first as how they would kill me, and then for what they were. But thankfully, there was a voice within that was fighting back. Fortunately, still, was that I ran into a friend later who recognized that I was giving a zombie walk, that my eyes were completely vacant. She pulled me into student mental health, which then pulled me into Meyer 4, where I spent 2 hospitalizations with my brand new label of a bipolar patient. This was not something that I don't think anybody expects, but it's certainly something that I ended up with. As you might imagine, somebody who goes through bipolar disorder experiences moods of varying degrees, high amplitude. Mine's closer to bipolar 2, so I have horrible, horrible paralyzing lows where I feel like my body is turned to stone. My highs aren't so bad or psychotic, so my logic is in full seat and full control, and I get to see my demise as it comes and then finally abates. As you can imagine, my life completely fell apart. My relationship with my parents was strained and eventually shook. Fortunately, we were able to put it back together. My relationship with my girlfriend was obliterated. Relationship with close friends who came in at first, it was great, but then, you know, in huge storms, things get eroded and things change. It was a difficult thing for me to experience, and I felt my identity become effaced in this turbulent circular wind. So I thought that this would be a great idea if I were to look for an expert of what my identity is, because I certainly don't understand what it is anymore. And I thought, well, I've been talking to my care team about this for quite some time. Surely, you know, they're the experts about, you know, what it is to be a part of the human condition. They must know who I am as a person, what my personality is, what my targets are to shoot for, what my normal is going to be. And so, which seems familiar at this point, you know, I asked, and the way that I asked was by requesting my medical file, opening up the envelope and seeing the very cold and impersonal judgment of who I am and what I was to be. I saw that my personality was judged by one resident as unstable introvert, which I looked up mistakenly on the internet and saw a bunch of serial killers posted to it, and I thought, wow, like this is what I am. I'm broken, I'm defunct, I'll never be normal again. And I thought, fuck that. That is not who I am. And then I thought, oh my God, I just said that. Oh, this is like great. Like I'm rejecting, I have a voice inside of me that is seeking to reclaim something, that is fighting against becoming this nothing. And I thought, wow, this is fantastic. Let's figure out what this is. So I was reading a lot of self-help books at the time to try and figure out how to make it through this. And one of the books I picked up was by this Buddhist monk named Thich Nhat Hanh, who brings Buddhist teachings to a Western audience. And he talks about facing your suffering directly, which is not something that I had been doing up to this point. I'd looked to other people to address my suffering for me, which I, you know, needed to do to get through the acute phase of what was happening. But he says, take your suffering, cradle it like a small child. You wouldn't drop a small child, would you? And I thought, damn, okay. So I picked up my suffering and I cradled it like a child. It was colicky, it was noisy, but I couldn't drop it. And I thought, all right, this is me, and this is a part of me. So I thought, okay, I need to open my suffering like a door and enter, as they say, and walk back through my experience as a patient and see what lessons there are to find. And I think the biggest gift, I'll try and say as much of the lesson that I learned as I can before I get beeped off the stage. Okay, wonderful. So let me just give the moral as it is thus far then. I think that this experience was terrible, but I also think it's been one of the most empowering of my life. It's given me strong enough arms to carry my suffering, to look at it, to acknowledge it, and to plan a life forward with it. Thank you very much.